Learn how you can save. Go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Utility company PG&E is paying up to $1 billion in a massive settlement with California cities and California counties that were impacted by wildfires sparked by the company's equipment. Reports are the money is going to 14 cities and counties impacted by those fires in 2015, 2017, and 2018. It includes last year's campfire that wiped out most of the town of Paradise and killed 85 people. Officials in Philadelphia say they have captured one of the biggest shipments of cocaine ever. 16 tons of coke, worth nearly $750 million on the street, were confiscated inside seven ship containers at the Port of Philadelphia yesterday morning. DEA, Customs and Homeland Security, and other agents making the bust on the cargo ship. They say members of the crew will face federal drug trafficking charges, suggesting that they knew those drugs were on board. Disney World raising the price of an annual pass. The resort raised prices this week, with some of those passes going up by as much as $225. Disney has also announced annual pass holders will have early access to a new Star Wars attraction when it opens in late August. And the band Aerosmith is returning to Las Vegas. It's Deuces Are Wild show returning to Park MGM on the Vegas Strip. A residency to include nine shows through the 19th of July. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselors Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on 100 and Chamber Radio. The weather forecast looks like chance of showers and heavy rain, high of 76. Tonight, we've got rain and areas of fog, low of 66. Thursday, chance of showers, more fog, thunderstorms into Thursday night, and Friday, more showers, but the sun might break out later on, high of 78. Friday night, partly cloudy. Saturday and Sunday both look sunny, high of 78 and 82.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on 100 and Chamber Radio. We are on Facebook Live today at Happy 100 in, or look up Happy to Help. And we are talking with Loretta Abramson today. She is the owner of Yellow Tag Thrift, which is located at 199 US 22 in Greenbrook. And welcome, Loretta.
Hi. Good
great,
morning.
Great to have you here. And we met because we have our kids went to preschool together, and we were chatting one morning before years ago, and you're like, oh, I've got this thrift store. And I was like, what? So why don't you tell us a little bit about what Yellow Tag Thrift is and does, and did you think 10 years ago that you would be running this thrift store this time of your life?
Yeah, thanks. No, I had no idea. It just happened. I mean, I'm not a shopper at all. I go to the mall, and 10 minutes in, I'm getting dizzy, and I have a headache, and I have to leave. So running any kind of store was never even on my radar. It was just not going to happen. And really, I just kind of fell into it. It was kismet or whatever you want to call it. It just happened, and I just happened to be at the right place at the right time, and the timing was right, and everything came together so quickly that I didn't even have to think about it, and it just happened. It kind of makes me wonder, like, was it supposed to happen?
It was meant to be.
Yeah, it was right after Sandy hit, And the Salvation Army that was in that location vacated. They chose not to renew their lease. There was some damage to the building, and they just, you know, vacated. And so knowing the spot, I was watching it, and I was wondering, you know what? There was never any sign on the window. People were still coming by. It was an established location with an established donor base, established customer base, and I kept looking at it and saying, somebody should come in and do this. What a great spot to have, you know, that kind of a store, of a thrift store. And nobody was doing it. And then I just happened to have this little pot of money that I just happened to have that I could buy the racks. And I talked to the landlord, and I said, let me just take over. I mean, I think he was a little bit frazzled because he wasn't expecting them to move out. So he had this spot that was available. And people were still coming in around the back and still dropping off donations.
Oh, no.
So he didn't know what to do with the stuff. And I'm like, you know what? Hey, hello.
Oh, my
God. Let me try this. So,
wow.
You know, and I've always wanted to do something concrete to, you know, give back. And this kind of snowballed into this opportunity that I just went with it. And I didn't even spend a lot of time thinking about it. I just went for it. Bought the racks, painted the place. You know, the donations were coming in the back. And all the right people seemed to show up at the right time to make it happen. Like the old employees that worked at that location that now were without a job came by. And they were like, we're looking for work. And we know how to do this because we did this. And I was like, fantastic. So, you know, they were hired. And 3 weeks later, we opened.
Wow.
And customers were coming in, and they were like, oh, did you guys remodel?
It was
very interesting. And you know, we applied for the 501c3. So we are 501c3. We did receive a 501c3. And everything that we do is for helping the community. It's for helping smaller charities that don't have resources in order to have a thrift store. And that's what we're there for. We're there to provide support in whatever way they want. They'll come to us. They'll tell us what they need. And if we can provide it, we do. That's what our goal is. And 7 years on, here I am and still doing it. And it's wonderful.
It is wonderful. And I remember when I was asking you about it, you said, well, there's this resource in the community, and you just couldn't fathom them not having this resource. And then you were waiting and waiting, and then you're like, guess it's going to be me. And I mean, that's incredible. I love it.
Yeah.
And so you've got a lot of the old or the former employees that helped you. And it's a community within a community, because you've got the employees, and then you've got people that shop there.
Right.
Right. And then people like me that come in and say, can I come help? And bring my room to read kids. And
listen, volunteers are always wanted. Really, we really could use volunteers from everything. It's one-stop location. So whatever comes in, the donations in the back, we always need help sorting, pricing. Again, I'm not a shopper, so I am not. I'm not a pricer. I'm not a shopper. I don't know. Sometimes things come in that could be valuable. I have no idea. You know. So we have people that do that, and anybody who wants to volunteer to come in and help out with stuff like that, absolutely. Over the years, we've had people come in and say, oh, well, you know, this is this, and, you know, this is, you know, it shouldn't be $1.99. And we're like, oh, okay.
So bargain hunters out there, maybe you'll find a million-dollar painting in the back room.
We do. Yeah. We provide a lot of goods for people, too. We've had some amazing stories of things that have happened in our store that really, you know, keep renewing the faith that we're on the right path and we're doing the right thing. You know, some goofy stuff, like we have this thing now where if a customer comes in or a person comes in and they're looking for a particular item that we don't happen to have, we just look at each other and then we look at the customer and we say, you know what? Come back in a couple days, because now that you've put that energy out there, it's going to show up. And sure enough, like, the items show up that the customer wanted. So it's a little weird.
No, I totally believe in that, because the universe will send you whatever you need. If you believe it, if you put your faith in that, it will happen. And there's more than a million crazy stories like that.
Right.
So I love that. So I want to hear more stories. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll hear more of these stories of the universe sending you trash and treasure.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Today we're talking with Loretta Abramson. She is the owner of Yellow Tag Thrift. It's at 199 US 22 in Greenbrook, and it is a ginormous store full of all kinds of treasures. So kind of take us on a brief walk around the different departments that you have at the store.
Okay, sure. When you first walk in, we have head right towards our jewelry counter. Then we have to our right, we have what we call our Barnes & Noble section, which is books.
Which the Roomtree volunteers helped set up, right, the book nook.
They did. They helped set it up. It was really great, and it's still going. So
good,
anytime
good.
You want to come in and help, you know,
we
organize,
will.
Because it
we
always
will.
Gets messed up.
Yeah, I know. I think so, yeah.
We have on our left, we have our seasonal section. So right now that is full of the summer stuff, like beach shovels and pails for kids, plastic chairs. We have pop-up tents. We have umbrellas. We have a lot of those, like, body boards, I guess, those little surfboards.
Boogie boards.
Yeah. So that's our seasonal area. I think in July we're probably going to do Christmas in July.
Oh, nice.
And do that whole area.
Perfect.
With, like, Christmas items.
Oh.
You know, so when it gets really hot, you can come in and feel cold,
hopefully. Yeah,
yeah. We just put in a new air conditioner, so that'll help cool the place down a little bit, too.
Good.
But then we also have a houseware section. We have it split up. We try to keep everything very organized. So we have a section where it's just plates, dishes, cups, saucers. Then we have tchotchkes, like figurines. Then we have also a section for kitchen appliances. We have a section for pet supplies. We have a section for garden supplies. We have a men's section. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's incorrect. I really shouldn't say that. It's like gender biased. But it's like all these, like, tools.
Okay.
And
all
we
right.
even get, like, parts for cars.
Wow.
We have oil filters in there. I mean, we never know what's going to come in.
I know, which is kind of the fun thing, right?
We try to keep everything out of the landfill. So if it comes in and it's usable, we put it out. So we have everything. We have a CVS section. We have makeups and hairsprays and all kinds of things for the bathroom, all kinds of clocks. We have clothing, from hats, accessories.
Wedding gowns.
That's true.
I know.
We have all their clothing on the floor is sized, mm-hmm. and it's by section. So it's not like you're just going in and looking through all the yellow shirts to find one. It's actually by, we have plus size section. We have a petite section. We have everything by size. So we have long sleeve section, short sleeve, jeans, pants. You know, we have an underwear section. Mm-hmm. And it's the same for men and children. We also have a linen section. We have some really nice curtains that come in.
Wow.
Yeah, we even some valances. I mean, really, really nice things. In the back of the store, we have, oh, we also have shoes. Let me not forget that. Shoes, rollerblades, ice skates. We have all kinds of sports equipment. We in the back of the store is our toy section, furniture. We have really nice furniture. We have some really nice mid-century modern pieces right now. I understand that's the hot thing right now.
Yeah.
We have some brand new patio furniture still in the plastic.
Oh, my gosh.
That is, you know, waiting for the right person to come by. We have an electronics room, and we test everything. Everything that goes out, we have a tester. So
great.
Another opportunity to volunteer. We have we don't want to sell anything that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So everything must be tested, you know.
Well, and that's great because I know, fortunately, my dad, my husband, my kids, they're all good at tinkering with things and keeping them running, and because they know how to, we don't throw it away, they make it work. It was like the old saying in the Depression, use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without, right? So if you just have a little bit of knowledge, and so if you repurpose all that stuff, so you're looking for volunteers. You said all kinds of volunteers, so let's hear the list of what everybody can do if they want to volunteer there.
Oh, we have toys. We also sell toys. A lot of thrift stores, we get a lot of people that come to us that are sent to us by Goodwill because Goodwill doesn't take, you know, a lot of thrift stores don't take toys.
Oh.
They don't take furniture.
Oh.
They don't take electronics.
Okay.
So we have a lot of stuff like that that comes in, and
oh.
all of that needs to be tested. Mm-hmm. Toys, we don't want to put out toys that are not complete.
Okay.
So when we
Makes
get
sense.
Puzzles, and we're selling puzzles, guess what?
Got to do the puzzle.
We got to count the pieces.
Okay.
So if it's a 1,000-piece puzzle, we have
That's
somebody
great.
Who sat there
well,
and counted.
And even little
piece.
Kids could do that with some supervision, just counting, right?
Right.
That's
counting.
Perfect.
And toys, you have to make sure that all the toys, the parts are there. If you get one of those little kid toys that has little alphabets that have to go inside
right.
the little spot, we have to make sure that every single alphabet letter is there.
Nice.
And if it's 99% there and there's a part missing and it's really excellent condition, we might put it out with a sign that mm-hmm. says, you know, letter L is missing.
Yeah.
But and
That's
it's up
great.
To the customer to decide if they want it or not.
Yeah.
But we really try to put out a good product so that it's not deficient.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
It's a lot of work.
No,
so
no, I know. It's
totally
it's
use
huge.
Volunteers in these areas. So you don't have to be, you know, an expert in anything. You there's like little things that need to be done. That
just willing to work, right?
Willing yeah. to work. I mean, we get CDs, DVDs. You have to check to see if they're scratched.
Mm.
You know, we don't want to sell things that are unusable. And all of that takes time.
Yeah. And what are the hours? Are you open? You're open every day of the week?
We're open every day. We're open on Sundays 11 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And the other days we all open at 9 and we're open till 7. On
wow.
Wednesday, it's our late night. We're open till 8.
Okay, wow.
Wednesday's also our sale day. It's our big sale day. One day a week, we have, I think it's something like 4 colors on sale, 50% off.
Oh.
So that's a really good day to come by.
Colors of tags or something or what?
Yeah. Every okay. week, it's the basic, I think it's the basic thrift store way where you have every week a new color comes out. So for that week,
oh.
that color is the new color.
Oh.
So there's always a color that's on sale, 50% off
oh.
every week because that's going to be rotated out.
Oh my gosh.
So that the color gets rotated out and that's on sale. And then of course, Thursday is our dollar day. Which means that color that's getting rotated out is I mean, this is on clothing.
Okay,
because clothing gets rotated out faster rate than other items. That if you find a piece of clothing, obviously not a wedding gown or, you know.
But just your everyday wear, right?
Everyday wear, then that item will be a dollar. Or if it's something that's like a wedding gown or a suit or something that's more expensive, then that'll be 60% off. So it is, you know, there are bargains to be had every day. And we do have people that come in a couple times a week just to make sure that they find the bargains.
Well, that's what's fun, too. It's constantly, inventory is constantly rotating. And like, what's new? It's kind of an exciting, you know, treasure hunt. And, well, what do you do when it rotates out? Do you donate it to another charity, or where does it go?
We do. We work with other charities. We work with Better World Books. We're one of on their website. We're one of their donor sites.
Good.
So we have their bins inside the warehouse. So, you know, you have to drop it off, and we take it inside the warehouse. They prefer it that way, actually. There's more control over what actually gets put into the bins. We work with a Plainfield Humane Society. We drop off linens with them. We try to recycle everything. We work with other buyers for, I mean, obviously, you know, not you're not making a lot of money, but it's keeping the stuff out of the landfill with clothing. We work with buyers that will repurpose it. You know, we're a small scale dealer. We're not able to produce these big 1,000-pound bales that you see on the internet. You know, we're just...
No, and that's great. And I know there's some people said they don't like to do those big clothing drives because then they shred the clothes. And I don't know all the ins and outs of all that. But so do you have a – so you have different staff. Do you have kind of like an infrastructure staff? Like you're saying, you're looking for a tech person to help you with a website that could volunteer. Or and you're the Facebook poster, I guess, right?
Yes, so, which is great. Unfortunately, it would be great because I'm not that tech savvy. I hate to admit it.
Neither am I.
Especially when my 10-year-old daughter can run circles around me. But, yeah, it would be great if we had volunteers that would come by and could set up help set up our website. It was kind of like half done, and it's just sitting there, you know, and somebody who could knows how to do this social media stuff.
Right. It's perfect. Well, and it's a perfect opportunity for kids on in the summer, on spring break, home from college.
Yeah,
or just
absolutely.
Because then you can put it on your resume for future. You have actual job experience. You know, it doesn't matter if you're getting paid, but it's volunteering, which is even better. Mm-hmm. And you learn so many things just from being in a business environment.
And whatever the person wants to do, if they really want to do a video, they can do a little video of the place.
Yes.
You know, that would be nice, too. So we're open to all kinds of ideas, and we welcome people to come in with suggestions. Yeah. Again, like I said, there wasn't any background for me to start this, so...
Sometimes you just got to show up and just get going.
Absolutely.
Right? Good for you. I think kids need more of that today. They don't, you know, you don't need everything laid out perfectly in an assignment and a task. You just kind of start and then you figure it out as you go along, right?
That's what I'm doing, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think it works. I mean, there's pros and cons to both, but I mean, that sometimes that's, you just got to do what needs to be done and you don't ask questions about how and why and when and where. You just do it, right?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah.
So, can you talk a little bit about some of the most interesting items that have shown up out of nowhere that you can remember? That
oh my goodness!
Maybe? I know you have the cute little golf bag lamp on your Facebook page, which is really cute.
You never know what's going to show up. That's what makes it so unique. Is that you know you have people you don't know what you're going to open up the box of donations and you might find stuff. We have books that you know were printed turn of the century that'll show up. You know, we get a lot of estate sale remnants that come in, people moving and they're downsizing, so they're decluttering. Nice. So you never know what people have in their attics.
Yeah. Did you see a huge surge when the Marie Kondo stuff took off? Remember, it's like, you know, keep only what brings you joy. And so everyone got rid of everything. Did that affect your business that you know of?
I wasn't really paying attention.
Okay. Well,
no,
it's like the big craze.
It's a craze. It might have been.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, we're a small shop.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not, I shouldn't say that. We're in terms of like, you know, some of the other big names out there, we're not a big name. We're really very small for the community. You know, hopefully the community will get to know us a little bit better and we'll get a little bit more famous. I'd love to open up another location.
Wow.
But, you know, that's on the plan, the
Nice. So you found your calling now. Now you're going to be the thrift king.
I never thought queen. I would still be doing this. No, you know, these years later.
Well, it fulfills you, right?
It's very fulfilling. Let me just share a quick story about a couple of things that have happened that really just, you know, sometimes when you're just not feeling that good, something will happen that'll just make you feel so good about what you're doing. We had this one situation a couple years ago where we had a dish set. It was a complete dishware set. It was sitting on a table and it had been there for a couple of weeks and it wasn't moving. You know, nobody was buying it. It was very nice. It just wasn't what somebody was looking for. And we had another one come in the back that was just really amazing. And we were like, oh, we've got to put this out right away. We can't put it on a, you know, we have to display it on the table because we don't want it to get broken. It's just really very, it was very expensive. It was, I don't even remember the name on it, but it was a very expensive set. So, you know, we were getting ready to move the old one out and try to figure out what we're going to do with it. And we had a customer walk in the store, walk over to the table where it was, where we were bringing out the new set, and she saw the old set, and she started crying. And I was like,
I just got chills.
Yeah, like, what, why? What's going on? Like, can I help you? And she was like, I'm going to get this set. I'm just going to buy the whole set. And I was like, okay. And she's sobbing, and she goes, this was what my husband was going to buy me for Christmas. And he passed away a couple of weeks before Christmas. Ugh. And this was the exact set that he was going to buy me. Yeah. And she goes, and I wasn't coming here today. She goes, there was just something a couple of hours ago that compelled me to change my plans and come in here today.
Wow.
Like right now. And I was just like, oh, my God.
I love
like,
that.
Wow. This is like how the universe works. Yep. It's like weird things like that keep happening. You know, I had another woman who came in looking for a wedding dress. And she saw a wedding dress and she was, she got very emotional. And she said that was the exact dress that she had seen in a magazine a while back.
Wow.
And she had been looking for it ever since. And she wanted this wedding dress. And, you know, of course we helped her out. And, she just loved it. She just took it. She had to put it on layaway, and we don't normally do layaway, but in certain cases, we will do.
That's nice.
And it was just very, very emotional. And it makes you really feel good that you're actually making a difference. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole point of it, is to help people out and make a difference.
Yeah, and you're a definite resource in that community, right? You've got community members working there, and you're a resource for people looking for that special item or just even everyday items, right? People come in there and regularly shop for maybe school clothes or whatever.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, when somebody walks in, we will ask, like, do you need any help finding anything? Because it is a thrift store, so it can be a little overwhelming. So we, you know, if they are looking for something in particular, we'll show them, like, oh, okay, you're looking for, you know, TV stands. We're going to show you all our TV stands. And, like, are you looking for a glass one or a wood one?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll help you out. We have all our employees are very friendly. So if anybody needs anything, all they have to do is just ask for help.
So you have a personal shopping session.
Exactly.
Or section, too. Okay,
exactly.
That's great. Helpers, that's good. Well, because you have to be in the right frame of mind when you go into a place like that. It's almost the same as when I love going to Marshall's or Home Goods and things like that. You just have to be kind of open to what piques your interest in what you're going to find. And even if you are looking for something specific, you know, you just got to ask somebody for help.
I think that's my own personal thing because I'm not a shopper. So I don't like to go and browse. I'm not a browser. So for me, when I walk in and if somebody could take me exactly to what I want, I love that. So I think that's part of my own, you know, deep-seated issues with shopping compels me to do that with, you know, customers. Like, tell me what you want, and I'll just get it for you.
Right, so. And my daughter did theater work, and so she was looking for a costume for some play she was in or something. So we came down there to check it out, and I forget what she was looking for or found. But, I mean, it's, you know, you never know what you're going to need and when and where and why, but it's a great resource.
Yes, we also have costumes. We have ice skating costumes. We have all kind of Halloween. We have a whole back section where we put like the whole back of the store practically is Halloween costumes, and they're in excellent shape.
Yeah.
You can find a lot of different things that you wouldn't think you could find.
Yeah, I mean, because people, Halloween costumes, a lot of kids just wear them once and that's it, you know, mm-hmm. and they don't want to be that same thing next year. So it's,
or
you know,
they
it's,
outgrow
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's great. Do you have any other big events throughout the year? So you've got your sale days and different things, but do you have?
Well, every holiday is always a big sale day. Okay. That's 50% off store wide.
Okay.
And that always draws a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
We have a rewards program.
Oh.
Where we have secret sales. So if you're part of the rewards program, not only do you accumulate points, you know, it's a point for every dollar that you spend, but and when you get up to 100 points, you get $5 off. So there's always bargains to be had. And we have the secret sales. And you'll get a text if you sign, or an email, whichever way you want, that'll tell you, like, hey, secret sale, but it's only if you're a rewards member. It's not advertised to the general public. So that's a benefit of being part of the rewards program.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's good. And do you have, so who do you have for volunteers right now? Are you known in the area for teens or different people to come? Or are we, I mean, we'll help with that with this broadcast too, but do you have some volunteers that you've had in the past that have helped out a little bit or?
Well, we work with different programs. Like we work with Pathstone. So, you know, they send people to us.
And what is Pathstone?
That is a charity that helps older adults.
Oh.
You know, people that have been displaced out of the workforce
okay.
for one reason or another, okay. or they're coming into the workforce after not having worked for so many years, and
great.
They really, you know, are not up on their you know, latest technology or latest skills. So we provide a place where they can come in and they can do easy jobs. And, you know, especially if they're older, they can't do anything, you know,
no heavy lifting or yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
So we yeah. do have lots of jobs like that. We also work with different charities, like with Morris Union Juncture, where they bring in, they do job training for their students.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll come in for every day, you know, during the week. And for about an hour, and they'll bring their kids, the bus with the kids, and they'll try different jobs.
That's
whatever
that
you know. So they're learning at school, they're learning job skills, and then they get to implement it in actual retail environment, which is really nice. So sometimes if you come in the morning during a weekday, you know, you'll see all these kids around, and that's what it is. It's part of their job training.
Well, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are there any other charities that come to mind that you work with, or that do people come in and ask you, can I partner with you, or different things? Or is it mostly, again, like word of mouth through
it's
people in the community?
It's really word of mouth. We haven't really done much effort. Again, going back to like needing somebody for social media, we haven't really done any of that. There's, you know, it's hard for me to do, you know,
well, yeah.
that because I don't really know how to do it. But
well, you've done pretty well so far, it sounds
we
like.
Are. We are getting slowly known.
I know, that's great. Well, do you know how long the Salvation Army was there before?
It was there, I think it was there 7 years.
Oh, wow, so a good
And we're there 7 years now.
I know, right? Now it's time to blow it up. Yeah,
yeah,
well,
exactly.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. What about, what other, any other stories of people that have come in and either found something or even, has anybody come in saying, I want to donate this, but I really don't want to part with it, or I want a good home, or anything like that?
Oh, funny story. There was one lady that came up to the register with a whole pile of clothes, and we're ringing her up, and she stops. When she's done, she's paying, and she goes, oh, my God. And we're like, what? You know, what? And she goes, I just know why I picked all these clothes out. I just donated them last week.
Oh, no. Oh my gosh,
it was
that's
really
so funny.
And she continued. We were like, well, do you want to like stop the purchase? And she's like, no, if I want them that badly, then I'm just going to take them back. I'll just buy them back.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny.
Very
well, she obviously has consistent taste.
We get that a lot, though. Oh my gosh, just recently we had one girl who came in and found a painting because we also sell artwork. Again, everything that comes in, if it's good, we sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And she found it, and she goes, oh, this looks familiar. She turned it around and had her name on the back of it. She goes, I don't even know how this ended up here, because apparently it was done years earlier when she was younger, and it was some artwork she had done, and I guess she had left it in the house.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Yeah. And she's like, this is mine.
Oh, my gosh. Small world.
You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
What you're going to find.
Well, there's this one book about blue sweater. I have the book, but I haven't read it yet. But this girl. She just had this famous or favorite blue sweater that she wore when she was a girl, and then they donated it because she grew whatever. And 20 years later, she's in Africa somewhere, and she sees this little girl wearing it, and she looks at the tag, and it's got her name on it. Like, yeah, because it got donated and made its way halfway around the world, and then she ran into her. Isn't that weird?
It's weird. It's a whole book. It happens. Oh, yeah. But it also shows how tightly knit the world is.
It is.
Even though people don't realize it.
Yeah.
Everything that you don't throw into the dump ends up somewhere,
yes.
As long as it's not shredded. But yes. It ends up somewhere, and it yeah. could be somewhere as diverse and yep. as far away as, you know, Africa or South America or China. I mean, probably not China.
Maybe. But well, I know you've
they're exporting things. They're not importing
yeah.
things.
I know, right? Well, yeah, I know you've done a fair amount of traveling, so you never know where, if you're going to be in Morocco or somewhere, you might
I'm
see one
looking.
Of your items.
I know.
I know, but I think that's funny. So, yeah, and we've got so much stuff here. I'm sure you can talk a little bit about that because you've traveled to all these remote countries and places. Like, do you just forget about work when you go away? But does it shock you to see, you know, can you share a story of how I think sometimes we forget the abundance of our lives and our stuff here versus people in other countries and other communities?
That's very true. It's very true. One of the things that I realized is how disposable things are here. I don't know if it's just New Jersey, because I don't really know other areas of the country as well to talk about it. But I do know that going to other countries, you see how people keep things until they're completely worn out.
Mm-hmm.
And here it's more, you know, changing, you're bored with it, so you're going to get something new. It could be perfectly fine, but, you know, especially in New Jersey, because we're so dense, the state mm-hmm. is so dense in population.
The most.
The amount of things that are available for either, I mean, just look at Craigslist mm-hmm. or Let Go. You mm-hmm. see all the amount of stuff that people are just saying free, just take it.
Yeah.
And they don't get takers. And of course, then they call us and they're like, can you come get this?
Do you pick up too or no?
We do. We don't have a truck.
Okay.
It would be nice if we had a truck. So if anybody wants to donate a truck, that would be great.
Okay.
But we'll go out. Sorry.
Some water. You can take some water.
About twice a month, maybe. And in the winter, maybe once a month.
Okay.
We'll go out, depending on the demand. We have a list. So if people call up and they say, oh, I have so-and-so, we have them send us pictures so that we can determine whether it's something that we can use or take.
Right.
Because everything has to be in excellent condition, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll put them on the list. And when we have enough names on a list, then we'll schedule a truck. Usually we can tell ahead of time that, you know, by 3 weeks, we're definitely going to have enough people. So when people call, we'll tell them, like, this is our tentative date. And we can go out and get something on this date. And is that going to work for you or not?
Wow.
Of course, we've had people that actually call us up and they have a house of stuff to donate.
Wow.
So, you know, if we're going to get a truck just for that one person, sometimes they will chip in and help us defray the cost of the truck.
Oh, that's
because
good.
It's not that, you know, you wouldn't... It's not as cheap as people think.
No, it's not.
You know, it's like $200 just to rent the truck for mm-hmm. the day. Plus, you have to pay the guys
mm-hmm.
that are going to go out and get it.
Mm-hmm.
And they buy the hour. You know, so that can, you know, add up to $500, $600, $700 for a day.
Well, so, yeah, some people could even volunteer their time to go help move with the truck.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Volunteers. Those are hard to find, though.
It's a lot of moving and, yeah.
So,
no,
you know,
that's good.
Or
they could donate.
Everything is helpful, really. Everything
right.
is helpful. We try to make sure that we're self-funded. So we run, you know, the rent, the people's salaries that work for us, everything comes from the sale of the goods
right.
that we have. So, you know, it's hard. How many shirts do you sell for $1.99 in order to, meet the costs?
Yeah.
We try not to... apply for any grants. We don't want to take that away from other charities.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to stay afloat just by what we sell.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, of course, any volunteers are good because it helps with the costs, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. All right, we're going to take another short commercial break and we will be back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We're on Facebook Live. We're talking with Loretta Abramson, and she is the owner of Yellow Tag Thrift. It's 199 US 22 in Greenbrook, and Yellow Tag Thrift has a Facebook page, and you can find out what's going on at the store. There's pictures of different items that they post. And are you on Instagram as well? I don't know.
We are, okay. I think.
Okay, I know.
One of my employees, who's much younger than I am, is supposed to be in charge of that.
Okay.
So hopefully.
No, that's right. Well, I mean, I keep saying this is such a perfect opportunity for these kids that are on social media all the time anyway. Why don't you make it productive
right.
and work and help post? Because I'm sure there's a gazillion things to take pictures and videos of in your store, like fun things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they could use their creativity and their talent and put your social media savvy to work as a volunteer to help out Yellow Tag Thrift. And it's yellowtagthrift.org. Well, you don't have a website right now because you need one,
yes,
right?
I need one.
So that's good. If it's got website expertise that you want to donate your time, talent, or treasure to help keep this community resource functioning, and it's really a fun place to go, right?
Thanks. Yeah, we do have a lot of compliments from people that come in and say I don't know why, but sometimes they act surprised, like, wow, you've got really good stuff in here. And I'm like, well, duh.
I know, right?
What do you mean? But why are you so surprised?
Well, because they just don't. Your integrity shows through in the quality of your selection process and your vetting process for the electronics and things like that. So, I swing by, and because as I go through my stuff, I swing by and drop a few things off, because on my way to the Plainfield Soup Kitchen once a month, I'm like, okay, I'll get a couple things off. But I need to stop in there. I have stopped in there and shop for stuff, because it's just it is fun to kind of, even if you don't want to, if you don't need anything, it's fun to just look. Because I always put together kitchen baskets with our Room to Read cookbook. And so maybe I should come check out the kitchen section, because that's what I...
We get a lot of, like, pretty teacups.
Yeah, that's cute.
So a lot of people that are doing showers, you know, planning parties, they'll come in and buy teacups, especially if they don't need them all looking the same.
Right, which is fun.
You know, actually very pretty. And, you know, compared to buying them on eBay, they're really inexpensive.
Right.
So you can do up your whole party with stuff that we have in the store. We have stuff that other places don't carry. Like, we have a whole paper goods section. Huh? So if you need, like, gift baskets, not the gift bag, we actually have a lot of wicker baskets too.
I'm a basket hoarder.
But we have, like, gift bags. We have the wraps that you can wrap presents in. Mm-hmm. We have cards.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of like, you know, how would people ask me to describe it? I say it's like Walmart, but not new.
Okay. Yeah. But it sounds like it's a little bit higher quality. It's unique too. It's not, you know, your cookie cutter thousands of one item. It's all unique items, right?
Absolutely.
Which is very fun.
So we're always trying to figure out a way to tag items so that when they come up at the register, you don't have to punch every item in separately. You could just scan it. I mean, how fast would that be if we could just scan every item? But because every item is so different, it's hard to do that, because it's going to take just as long to put the stickers on, because you have to put everything in a computer in order to print out a sticker with a barcode to put on the item. Yeah. And it's like, oh, that'll take forever to do.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, and I think one time do people haggle? Even though it's discounted already, do they haggle at the cash?
Oh, my gosh, all the time. It's that's really funny. And sometimes we look at them and we're like, it's 79 cents. Really?
I totally believe it. Right? I know. But if I can get a better deal. I think some people just love the art of the deal.
Come back on our sale day.
I know. You know,
or today blue tags are 50%. Why don't you find something in blue tags?
Yeah, I know.
Look at the blue tags.
That's
so
funny.
There's going to be lots.
Right. Do you take monetary donations if people want to just help with the cause? Like, they don't have time to volunteer, but
we do. And you could get a donor slip too for that. You know, everybody who donates gets a donor slip.
So would they just message you on the Facebook page, the Yellow Tag Thrift Facebook, to get a hold of you? Do you, you know, or if they wanted to?
Yes, they can. Or they can call the store.
Okay. Which is 732-529-4997.
Correct. Okay. Yes. And they can either leave a message for me,
Loretta,
or they can message on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A lot of people have my cell phone number now because when they're sending pictures of the items that they want to donate, you know, they send it to my cell phone. So I end up having these long conversations with people via text.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
They can also text me on my cell phone, which is 908-247-4535.
Okay.
You know, just try not to do it between 12 midnight and 5 in the morning.
Yeah, well, how many hours are you at the store? You're there, like, all the time, aren't you?
I try not to be. No, just kidding. I'm actually there a lot.
I know. I'm always like, is Loretta here? I want to say hi.
It depends on what's going on, because a lot of times there's personal things going on that I can't be there all the time.
Yeah.
Right now it's a little tough. My daughter just ended school,
so
I have to take her to get her, you know, camp forms signed and get all that stuff done and figure out what to do with her. During the day, I had a son graduate college.
Oh, exciting.
So I had to go away for a couple of days for that.
Yeah. So, well, you're allowed to have a life outside of the store.
Yeah.
You're allowed.
And of course, I had a funeral to go to in another country.
Oh,
so
wow.
That took a few days.
Yeah.
So there's personal things that come out that, you know, you have to take time
off. Oh, no. That's good. Well, but when you're away, you have people that keep the store running smoothly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The crew that's there has been there for a couple years already.
Okay.
At least I have one lady who's been there since the beginning.
Nice.
Yeah, so she's, you know, she knows her stuff.
That's good.
And they're very reliable.
Okay,
they know
good.
What they're doing. They're very honest and nice as can be, you know.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to bring my kids down to help. And like I said, I do have a lot of people with Room to Read. It's hard because all the programs are in Asia and Africa, so people want to do stuff. And I even had one person, they want to do stuff here. And so that anything that I can find that's related to books, that they can touch books and handle books. And Better World Books also partners with Room to Read, so that, you know, that's a good connection. So I'll try and... So if you've got idle kids and it's raining this week and you can't go to the pool, take a drive down to Yellow Tag Thrift at 199 US 22 on Greenbrook, and they will put you to work, right?
We will put you to work.
Yeah.
We work with the local school, too, Stony Brook School. We help their reading programs, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What do you do with them?
Donate books to them. They come in, the library lady, we call her the library lady.
I love it.
Marilyn, shout out. She comes in and she, you know, in return for arranging our children's section, she will take a couple boxes of books that she has for the summer reading program or incentives for the kids to read. So we really like being part of that because it really, again, it makes us feel like we're making a difference and we're helping out.
Yeah, and do you know, how did she find you or how did that relationship start? Do you remember?
Gosh, it's been so many years, I don't remember.
Okay, maybe she just, well, I mean, she probably saw the books.
She probably saw that there was a thrift store coming in and was just like, oh, let's check this out.
Yeah.
And we get a lot of people that drive by or come in and they're like, oh, we didn't know you were here.
Well, there's a ginormous sign on, but you know, there's so many.
We just got the ginormous sign on the roof. Okay. So that helped.
No, that's good. Well, and there's so much on 22, it's a blur as you're driving by. If you're not looking for it. So.
Yeah. We're right next to Sonic.
Well, I was going to say, that's a draw, right? My son will go out of his way to go to Sonic. So,
So go to Sonic, order your food, come over and see what we have. And I'm just kidding.
Seriously.
I mean, it's funny. But, it's funny how life works out. You never know what's going to happen. You never know where you're going to end up and what you're going to be doing. And what has this taught me is just don't really think about tomorrow because best laid plans, you know, what you're planning to do is not where you might end up doing at all.
Yeah, I know. And I think that's the joy. If you can find, if whether it finds you or you find it, is finding some purpose, finding a way to help others. Because I always say that we're we're on this earth. It's in our DNA and we're meant to help others and how we choose to do that. And that's why I try to bring to light on this show is different volunteer organizations, different people doing different things and everybody just working together. And I think people, my daughter took a social media break. I think people are craving human interaction and community. So this is one way to foster that, whether you volunteer or just seriously go in shopping and start wandering around and see who you bump into or grab a book and sit down in the nook.
It's surprising to me how many people we have that are repeat customers. I mean, we have customers that we know by first name basis.
That's nice.
And what they love about coming to Yellow Tag Thrift Store is that it's such a personal experience because we'll talk to you. You know, we'll talk to you. We'll have conversations with you. You can joke with us. People bring us gifts.
Aww.
They bring us food.
Nice.
Like customers, you know.
They bring you Sonic. Hey, I brought you
Sonic. No, not that. Like, it's usually more fattening stuff, like cookies and cakes. But not that I'm, you know, putting that out there. But it's just a really nice, friendly environment. And, you know, it really helps because I think that, you know, sometimes we have people that are lonely perhaps in their life and they can come in whenever they want and they hang out and nobody's going to chase them out. You know, they can hang out all you want.
Yep.
We have, you know, put a TV on and watch it if you want. We'll put a movie in for you.
I know. You're going to take over Starbucks. Instead of Starbucks being the hangout, it's going to be the thrift store.
Actually, that's a great idea. If we were bigger, we could do that. We were thinking about doing a little area in the front where we could, like, sell coffee or something.
Yeah.
But we're not big enough for that. We need a bigger location for that.
Well, maybe their second location. Yeah. You can open a... Yeah, but so you're almost like the Cheers of,
Exactly. I know,
yes.
Right?
Everyone knows your name. I mean, seriously, people want connection, and you're providing that. So you're providing a resource, you're providing connection, and you're providing volunteer hours.
We're trying. Yes.
Yeah, so Yellow Tag Thrift on Facebook, 732-529-4997. Call and ask for Loretta and get your thinking cap on about how you can help volunteer and help out this community. And go shopping for, you never know, you might find something fun. So
you probably will.
Thank you, Loretta.
Thanks.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former White House Communications Chief Hope Hicks is behind closed doors with members of the House Judiciary Committee. Hicks spent years as a close aide and advisor to Donald Trump before and after he was in the White House. The White House ordering Hicks not to answer questions about her time at the White House, setting up a possible legal dispute with Democrats, although Hicks was interviewed extensively by former special counsel Robert Mueller's team. She now works for Fox News.
The Democrat Party has become more radical, more dangerous, and more unhinged than at any point in the modern history of our country.
President Trump there kicking off his reelection bid at a huge rally in Orlando last night. Senate Democrat and White House hopeful Kamala Harris reacts to his speech.
This president wants us to keep looking in the rearview mirror instead of looking out of the front windshield.
And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hundreds attended a community meeting in Phoenix, Arizona last evening to discuss a videotaped encounter at the end of last month involving local police and a black family. Officers seen on viral video pointing guns and shouting obscenities at a couple and their two young kids after they claimed the four-year-old daughter had stolen a doll from a store without her parents' knowledge. Last night, this woman at that community meeting told police,
"Tell the truth. Say we have a problem. Say we have systemic racism. We need to address it. Apologize for doing what you're doing wrong."
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan's removing himself from consideration to head the Defense Department because of domestic violence in his family years ago. The Washington Post says his ex-wife was arrested for allegedly punching him in the face and trying to set his clothing on fire. Shanahan telling the Post, quote, "Bad things can happen to good families." This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Tiffany Ortiz, the wife of Boston Red Sox legend David Ortiz, says her husband continues to make progress in the intensive care unit at Massachusetts General Hospital. His condition upgraded to good after he was shot earlier this month at a bar in the Dominican Republic and was flown to Boston by his former team the next day. San Francisco is inching closer to becoming the first U.S. city to ban e-cigarettes. part of an ongoing effort to curb teen tobacco use. The Board of Supervisors voting yesterday to approve a proposal banning the sale of e-cigs until the U.S. Food and Drug Administration reviews the products for their public health impacts. It will still need to pass a second reading before it can be put in place, and among the critics are some small business owners concerned about the impact on their businesses. R. Kelly will have a do-over in court today in his sexual abuse lawsuit. A woman filed a suit against the R&B singer last year, alleging he sexually abused her as a teenager. He lost the case by default after failing to show up to court last month. The judgment was then vacated after his lawyers claimed that he had a learning disability and couldn't read the court documents properly. Kelly was charged with multiple counts of sexual assault and abuse earlier this year. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.